Dear friends in Christ, the Apostle Paul was our Lord's chosen missionary to the Gentiles. But after three mission journeys, as recorded in the book of Acts, Paul was imprisoned, and he spent the next few years as a prisoner of the Roman government. The Christians in Philippi were troubled by this. They thought that Paul could accomplish a lot more as a free man. But the Apostle Paul wrote to them in the letter to the Philippians, "The things that have happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." The apostle was able to spread the gospel to all the guards that were watching over him, and through these guards to many other people. So what seemed like a problem was used by the Lord to advance the gospel. And that's something like what happened in India, how the CLC got started in its work with the Christians in India. This is the topic of chapter 16 of the history in the CLC. Now, it started this way. A young man from the congregation in Ipswich, South Dakota, by the name of John Rohrbach, was in India for a 4-H project. But while he was there, he got very sick and had to spend 17 days in an Indian hospital. But while he was there, he let everyone know that he was a Christian and that he was a Lutheran. And it so happened by God's design that a Lutheran teacher and pastor in the area by the name of V.S. Benjamin heard about him and decided to visit him in the hospital. And as a result of their conversations, they came to the conclusion that they were pretty much in agreement in the teachings of God's Word. Pastor Benjamin had at one time been a member of the larger Lutheran church body in India and had left that because they seemed to be more interested in politics than in teaching the Word of God. And since that time, he had not found any other Lutheran organization that was truly faithful to the Word of God. So he was very happy to hear from John Rohrbach that there was a CLC over in the United States. And after John was released from the hospital, he spent the next month visiting the various congregations that Pastor Benjamin was the head of over there in India. And by the time he left India, Pastor Benjamin was interested in inviting someone from the CLC to come over to India to help them spread the gospel. Well, this was very exciting news for the CLC. And in the convention of 1982, the convention authorized the Board of Missions to look into this invitation and take appropriate action. And so in January of 1983, Pastors David Koenig and David Schierenbeck and John Rohrbach visited V.S. Benjamin's congregation and the congregations that were associated with him in India. The headquarters was in Nidabrola, and the group over there named itself the CLCI, the Church of the Lutheran Confession of India. There were about 3,600 souls and about 20 pastors. And meanwhile, there was another pastor in the southern part of India by the name of Mohan Bas that found out about the CLC through a directory of Lutheran churches, and he contacted our church body, and it was not long before he and his group were declared in fellowship with us too because of an agreement in the teachings of God's Word. This group is known as the BELC. So here, the CLC found itself working together with two church bodies in India, the CLCI and the BELC, and both of these groups have been very active in bringing the gospel to people who have never heard of the Lord Jesus. Now, one of the sons of V.S. Benjamin is named Jyoti. And he had graduated from an engineering school and could very well have found a good paying job in India. But he decided to devote himself instead to the work of the gospel. And so he came over here to Emmanuel Lutheran College and spent 2 years here training to become a pastor and teacher. And when he went back to India then, he helped them to establish a Lutheran seminary over there. And many pastors and teachers have been trained. But this is not to say that everything was without problems in the work. In 1990, a severe storm struck our congregations over there in India. Severe flooding, extensive damage, and certainly that was a setback to the work there. But at the same time, the Lord made use of this opportunity to give our congregations over here in America the chance to show our unity and our love and concern, and a very sizable offering was gathered to help them in their flood relief. Another thing that happened that was a setback was that it was discovered that Pastor Mohan Bas, under an assumed name, was actually receiving funds from another Lutheran organization in America. And so he was very deceptive in this. And our ties with him came to an end. But most of the pastors and congregations associated with him remained in fellowship with us. And in fact, since that time, the BELC has really grown considerably. It was not until 2005 that someone from the CLC was actually able to establish permanent residence over in India, or at least live there for most of the year. That's when Pastor Koenig moved from Nigeria to India, living in Chennai, India. And in 2008, Pastor Matt Udy joined him. But through the years, there have been many visits from pastors, teachers, mission helpers. In fact, I imagine there are some of you that have been over there to India as a mission helper, or you certainly know someone who has. Now, one of the projects that our Lord has blessed us with in India is Project Kinship, which started out as help for the many orphans over there. And now it has been expanded to include also students that need help to go to school. And this work has continued. And through our contacts in India, the Lord has also enabled us to become acquainted with small groups in the country of Nepal and Myanmar. And both of these countries are countries where Christians are in severe danger of persecution. So you see that there are problems, difficulties there too. But remember the Apostle Paul. He believed that the problems with him served to advance the gospel. And we can trust that the Lord will use the difficulties and problems today also as a way to advance the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us conclude by singing hymn 511, stanzas 1, 3, and 4.